This is the Shrimps Verdict podcast. All opinions expressed are those of the individual contributors and not necessarily those of either Morecambe Football Club or of Beyond Radio.
Every kick, every game, every goal. Full match commentary of Morecambe FC on Beyond Radio. This is Shrimps Live from Beyond Radio.
Out this free kick in the 12th minute. Looks like Joel Senior fancies this. I fancy a shot on goal here, you know, Stu.
Yeah, 100%. Win behind you, you've got to.
Joel's going to fancy this.
Keeper's leaving quite a big gap his side as well, which is quite interesting.
Whistle goes. Senior bends it into the almost into the bottom corner. That is a good save, low down to his left hand side by Tom Booth. But it's either going to be a right footed outswinger by Senior. More likely to be an in swinger by Charlie Brown. This crew playing a high line outside their penalty area. So it is Senior who's going to float it towards the back post where it's fallen wide by Jan Songo.
I think that's Jordan Slew.
Was it Slew at the back post?
Slew at the back post. It's a brilliant ball in from Senior, and Slew connects with him very well, just whistling past the post.
This is going to be a deep one from the Preston Loney, Lewis Lee, right footed out swinger. 65th minute, it's a low one, it's fooled everybody, and the shot comes in from the edge of the area from Holacek, which is charged down by Morecambe. Lee on the right hand side gets a cross in the second time, and it's over the bar. That was a presentable chance as well.
Yeah, difficult chance for him there.
Mickey Demetriou with it coming up from the back. He scored loads of goals from defence so far this season for Crewe, and that wasn't far over the bar. Here's Crewe again over the halfway line. He'll switch that ball towards the left hand side. It's over Joel Senior's head from Adebisi, but Senior alerts the danger, smashes it over the Berlin Wall. 21 minutes to go, still 0-0 here. The crew are putting us under a bit of pressure, and here's the shot coming in. It might be tapped in at the back post by Elliot Nevitt. It is. It fell really nicely into his path. It was just deflected from the shot from the edge of the Crewe Alexandra penalty area. And Nevitt scores his 17th goal of the season. He's not going to have an easier finish all season, really. Angle was tight in the back post, but he smashes it into the roof of the net past Archie there. And it's Morecambe 0, Crewe Alexandra 1.
Yeah, there's that commentator's curse, Dave. Just as you were saying, no goals so far tonight. And it's a lucky... Well, it's a bit of luck from Crewe. They have the initial shot, it gets blocked and falls across the face of goal to Nevitt, who's... comes in at the back post and does what he does best, just, you know, rifles it into the roof of Archie Mayer's net. It's a frustrating one, really, because it's Crewe started the second half well, but it's just sort of come from nowhere, that is a deflected shot that could go anywhere, and, you know, fortunately for Crewe, it lands at the feet of Nevitt and, you know, just smashed it into the net.
It's Crewe's first goal for 3¾ games. And it was a lucky deflection. I thought we got the block on the edge of the area from the initial shot, but Nevitt doing what all good strikers do, being in the right place at the right time, and it just fell nicely into his path. Nothing that Archie Mayer was ever going to be able to do about that.
Oh, that's a naughty tackle, that is a bad tackle.
And it's a straight red card.
Two-footed, that.
Straight red card for the Crewe Alexandra player. Goalkeeper Stuart Moore called it straight away.
Yeah, he launched into the challenge, both feet off the floor. And I think he did get the ball, but ultimately, at the same time, his both feet were off the floor. It looked reckless. You can see exactly why the referee sent him off.
Lewis Lee, the Preston Loney, straight red for a foul on Joel Senior. Crewe playing the dying moments of this match with 10 men. Here we go. It's going to be the youngster with the throw. Goodness me! That's a weapon. Okay, make a note of that. Fairclough whips a
brilliant ball.
A really good crossing as well. And Jordan Slew can't quite connect with the scissor kick. But here comes Tatonda. Kumbeni out towards the right hand side. Senior stands the ball up towards the penalty spot. That one headed away. Tatonda, Songo. Slew, left hand side, stand the ball up, Jordan. Does
good
cross
ball.
The ball in, that's caused all sorts of
good.
Problems. Tatonda smashes it over the bar.
Reaction to the action. This is the Shrimps Verdict on Beyond Radio.
Off the field, just smashes it. straight out of play, and the referee Scott Alden brings proceedings to a close, and it's back-to-back defeats. And you feel with that defeat tonight against Crewe Alexandra, that is probably that for Morecambe's League Two playoff ambitions this season. It was a goal by Elliot Nevett, 20 minutes from time, his 17th goal of the campaign. He's not going to score an easy one all season, really. The ball fell fortuitously into his path after a shot from the edge of the area that just ricocheted towards the back post, and he finished into the roof of the net past Archie Mayer. Morecambe huffed and puffed. We played better than we did against Doncaster on Saturday, that's for sure. The wind didn't help, really. Very strong at our backs in the first half, into our faces in the second half, but the reality of the situation is it took until just a few minutes from time, when a scuffed Gwion Edwards effort went through to the Crewe Alexandra keeper, for us to register our first effort, significant effort on target, when we needed to chase the game, we needed to win. We've fallen to a 1-0 defeat, and unfortunately Morecambe goalkeeper Stuart Moore, you feel that that's probably that for our playoff ambitions.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. You know, we've had many good opportunities this season. It's not just been the last two games, it's been, you know, throughout the season we've had these opportunities, and you look back, there's games we should have won and there's games that, you know, we were perhaps lucky to win, or, you know, rode our luck at times. But it's disappointing because, you know, I myself feel deflated now. It's, you know, we've had two brilliant opportunities and we've not been able to get anything from the game. And no matter how hard we try, it just seems that we just sort of run out of energy, but we just couldn't break teams down. And yeah, it's frustrating. The game was there for us to take tonight. We didn't do enough to score first half when we had the wind, and then we... Okay, Crewe get a little bit of luck with the goal second half, but sometimes that's what you need. When you get that opportunity, you need to take it. We had two or three opportunities first half, we didn't take them, and we've been punished second half.
The closest we came to scoring was that Joel Senior free kick after 12 minutes. He got it round the wall, a low save down to Tom Booth's left-hand side, tipping it round the post for a corner. Had a couple of other half chances in the first half, but not for want of trying, Stu, was it? Not for lack of effort.
No, exactly.
You can't fault the boys' effort. But the end product, as the Crewe Alexandra players take the adulation of the travelling 464 away fans to our right hand side, they probably believe, and I think they've got a fair point, that win to take them onto 70 points probably will be enough with three games of their season to go to get into the playoffs after a bit of a sticky spell. Not for want of trying, Stu, but it just wasn't happening for us again.
No, it was just one of those games, Dave, to be honest. Obviously, you know, Booth pulls off a very good save on Joel Senior's free kick. Jordan Slew has a brilliant opportunity. He connects very well with it. It goes just narrowly wide of the post, just, you know, a couple inches the other way, and we're 1-0 up.
When it's going for you, those hit the back of the net.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. There's a few opportunities, and you know what? We've had chances where we've almost connected too well with shots, and, you know, it's those horrible bobbly ones that you don't connect, and it sort of scuffs off and it dribbles in the goal, and that's sometimes what you need. Sometimes when you connect too well, it sort of goes against you, which is frustrating. But yeah, it's a frustrating night. We've had a lot of possession first half, not so much second half, and yeah, like I say, it come down to one chance, and obviously Crewe, you know, took their chance, and that
we were solid, weren't we?
We were solid throughout
the game. You know, the goal was a lucky deflection,
yeah,
really,
yeah,
into the forwards path, and
you couldn't really see it coming, but inevitably when it did happen, it sort of just took this thing out of the game, and you know, sort of killed any sort of real momentum we had.
Unfortunately, we never looked like scoring. That was the problem.
Exactly, and you wondered whether, you know, when the lad got sent off at the end, whether we would get back in the game and grab something from it, but I think it was just a bit too little too late, really, and Crewe did an excellent job of seeing the game out and frustrating us, and I think that's how it's been tonight. It's just been a frustrating game, and it's been a frustrated season as that respect. Like I say, win tonight, we could have gone within two of the playoffs again, and then that carrot's dangled, but we've been there so many times this season, and ultimately we've not been able to take the chances when we've been there, and it's just how it's been, really. We've been so close at times, and yet so far away, and it's disappointing because you want to go in and you want to carry on your season and you want promotion, and yeah, it's not over yet, but it's going to need something pretty remarkable to get us into that playoff position now, and it looks like it probably has just slipped away from us. But we've still got, you know, still got three games to go, and we want to finish the season on a high. So we'll still be giving it everything we've got, and we'll just have to see what happens.
So where do we go from here then? To Stockport County tonight, beating Colchester. So if they get a positive result against us on Saturday, that seals their promotion to League One. We need to go and try and spoil their party, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of those that obviously we want to get back to winning ways, and it's horrible to see a team promoted against you as well, because that's what you want, and it's almost like, you know, it's teasing you that's what they've got and you're so close to it. Yeah. But you know, so obviously we'll want to go there, we'll want to get a result, we'll want to spoil their party, and you know, it's one of those. They'll be ultimately trying to get those points Saturday to see them promoted, and fair play to them. You know, they've done well this season and they deserve it. But yeah, for us, it's just, we've just got to finish now with as many points as we possibly can on the board, and yeah, just go from there, I guess.
It's hard to imagine that 69, if we were to get to 69, would be enough. We thought it would be around the 72 points mark, which is why we needed to win tonight. But I think, like you say, finish the season strongly. Give us a good count of ourselves against Stockport, because we can still, despite, even though the playoffs might be not, obviously not mathematically, but realistically probably over now, we can affect things at the top and the bottom, because we've got Forest Green Rovers in our final home game of the season. They're going to be battling for their lives. They're probably going to need a result to perhaps stay up. So there's still plenty riding on the games that we've got left.
Yeah, 100%. And I think more pride than anything as well. Yes. We want to finish the season on a high. You know, you don't want to just let your season fizzle out and, okay, mathematically it's not impossible, but you know, realistically it probably is impossible to get in the playoffs now. But you don't want to see your season just fizzle out at the end and, you know, sort of end on a sort of a low, really, because it's, you know, we've got quite a long break this time before the season starts again. So you want to finish on a high note, and you want to go into that summer thinking, you know what, we give it everything. Yeah, we fell just short, but ultimately we give it everything. We got a few wins at the end. We finished on a high, and you got a good feeling going into the summer, ready to come back next season. And you got to learn from these games. And like I said before, it's not today. It's not Saturday. It's, you know, throughout the course of the season, the points that you've dropped and you maybe could have picked up, or, you know, could we have done better with that goal? Could we have, you know, scored more there? Could we have stopped that one or not conceded there? Could we have picked these points up? It's over the course of the season. It's not just won or lost on one game, but there's different results over the season, and you just go, maybe we should have done that better, or maybe. And ultimately, you have to put that right the following season. You've got to learn from it, and you just got to go, right, let's not make that same mistake again. Let's be in a stronger position, you know, coming into the end of the season. Let's not be, you know, relying on other teams. Let's be doing it ourselves, putting ourselves in the good position, and just seeing where we go from there.
And hopefully we can see you back on the pitch, or at least back in the first team squad, hopefully on Saturday. I'm going to start the petition. If you're not in the squad on Saturday at Stockport, Stu, we're going to do all we can to get you on the pitch somehow.
Yeah. Obviously, I want to be back involved as much as possible, but it's one of those. We've got two very good goalkeepers in the squad at the moment, and me being, you know, 6 months out now, it's been a long time. So ultimately, the decision comes down to the management, and obviously not only the management but the physios as well. They're the professionals. They, you know, they've seen these types of injuries before, and it's for me to listen to them. And as much as I'm itching to get back into the side and the team, it's one of those that I've got to be very mindful and cautious as well, that, you know, I don't push it too much, and, you know, obviously do any mischief. But yeah, obviously I want to be back playing before the end of the season. Whether that happens or not, who knows.
But you've got to have half an eye on whatever the future might hold going forward. You've got to have half an eye on your future career.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things where we have to be careful with. I want to get back in, I want to prove myself, and you know, it's one of those. I want to be back out there playing, I want to be showcasing what I can do, but at the same time I've got to be careful that I don't come back and go, you know, for the last few games I play and then all of a sudden, you know, break down. I'm not saying I will, fingers crossed I won't, because I'm feeling brilliant, I'm feeling really strong. I've done everything I possibly can on and off the pitch, so yeah, fingers crossed I'm back fully now. But like I say, I'll speak to the physio, speak to the professional, see what they say, and yeah, and then ultimately it's down to the management whether they get me back involved again or not, or whether they just think, you know what, let's hold off and let's see what the future holds.
Stuart Moore, Morecambe goalkeeper. It's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much.
Hey, pleasure to be here again, Dave. Thank you very much.
Well, Jed, another 1-0 home defeat tonight for you. You must be disappointed.
I am bitterly disappointed. That game had 0-0 all over it, but the weather spoilt it. I thought first half, we dominated the game. We passed it well. We had the most chances. And second half, it was the other way around. They had most of the play, but never really created that many chances. Just sums up the luck we're having at home at the minute. We get a couple of shots, ricochets first half, it goes to their man in their box. They get one shot, ricochets straight to their man, they score. It's killing us at the minute. We're just having no luck at home at the minute. But just said that to the lads. I said, if you show that intensity and that will to win in every game, I said, we'll win more games than we'll lose, but we've just got to believe in ourselves and keep going.
What doesn't seem to help you here is the conditions, the wind and the swirling wind. The last three or four home games, they've all been hit by those conditions, haven't they?
Yeah, you can say that. I don't remember the last time we played the game here without wind, but the other teams deal with it, don't they? And it seemed like last Saturday we never turned up last Saturday, but tonight I thought it was a different game. I thought the lads were right up for it. They fought for every ball. They won the individual battles. They played as a team. I thought they were very good tonight. It's just second half, obviously, with the strong wind behind them, we couldn't get out as much as we did first half.
Yeah, first half, I thought you had a few good half chances, but didn't really make the most of them, did you?
Yeah, Charlie had a shot from just on the edge of the box. Maybe he should have hit the target, scored. That was a great chance. And slew back post. Slid one across.
The stadium is no longer in match tempo.
Slid one across and I just missed the back post as well. But yeah, we had a few ricochets, never really got on off it. But second, and also we created a couple second half. So if that was a 0-0 game, I think both managers would walk off quite happy.
Second half, are you disappointed that you didn't create anything really?
We couldn't really, because we were passing the ball at the back, and to be fair to Crewe, they had two solid fours lining up at the back, so we couldn't break them down, and they dealt with it really well. They had a good shape to them, and as I say, we couldn't break them down. We should have got the ball wider quicker and obviously got a few more crosses in, but we're meant to be.
Three games to go makes things very difficult for you now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really tough, to be fair, to get in the playoffs, but you know what, you've got to look at what we've done this season. People go on about, like, we've lost so many games in the last 9, 10 games, whatever. But look, we've dealt with everything this season. We've dealt with all the stuff that's happened off the field, and we've dealt with it really well and kept going. The amount of stuff I've had to deal with is unbelievable. You wouldn't believe it if I told you. So the last time, the record points that they've got here, except the playoffs in Division 2, is 63. We're on 60 points now, so we're doing really well. If we can get to 63 points, maybe 60, 66 in the last three games. Well, I broke the record except the playoffs, so it's a good season really.
On a positive note as well, Adam Fairclough came on, a young academy boy.
Not only did he come on, he done really well. He whipped a great ball in, we nearly scored off, and we found out he's got a really long throw, so yeah, look forward to seeing more of him.
Last three games then, what are your thoughts towards those? Just play your full team or give other people a chance to see what they can do maybe with next year in mind, despite all the problems I know you've got with the embargo and things?
Well, I'm going to have to give players a chance and have a look at them to decide what we're going to do with them, but not going to just drop all the players. Obviously we'll bring one or two in and give them a chance to see how they get on, but we'll go into them with no pressure on us and play our football and hopefully get a couple of wins on the way.
Well, Jed, unlucky tonight. Well done. Unlucky tonight.
Yeah, unlucky. I've been saying that far too much lately. I hate losing, the players hate losing, and obviously sorry for the fans for the home record that we've had in the last few games, but we'll pick it up, we'll keep going.
Jed, thanks as always.
Just one from me, Jed. No Chris Stokes, no Jake Taylor in the squad tonight.
No, Jake's got a grade one on his calf, so he's out for the season now. Gets worse. And Stokes, he's really stiff from the weekend, so we thought we'd give him a rest today. He might be available Saturday, so we'll see. Donald Love will be back Saturday as well.
Well, Jan, a 1-0 home defeat for you tonight. Just disappointing all round?
Yeah, definitely. We all really disappointed, and I feel... The boys had a really great game. We worked really hard, especially the first half. I think we should have at least scored one or two goals in that first half. And second half, the win maybe against it was more difficult to play. The sat back was more difficult to find the gaps. And obviously, it was just not our night. But overall, was a good reaction from the boys from Saturday. And obviously, we just have to go again on Saturday.
How tough a game was it to play in with the conditions?
Yeah, it was really tough. Obviously, we're not going to come here and try to make excuses, but yeah, it was really tough on both sides. We know it was going to be a tough game. That team, they're in the playoffs, they're having a great season. We're having a great season. And I think we just weren't toe-to-toe with them, and we know it was going to be a tough game. But obviously tonight was just not meant to be for us.
It's going to be very hard now, isn't it, to make those playoffs, three games to go, but you'll still give it your all, I'm sure.
To be honest with you, we've just been taking game by game. You know, we focus on Saturday, it's a tough game against Stockport. They're having a great season, so we just take it game by game, and ending the season, on last game of the season, we can see where we are.
It always felt like today would be decided by one goal, and that's what it was in the end.
Yeah, definitely. We said that a bit early before the game at half-time. It was so important for us to try to keep a clean sheet, and I think for most part of the game, the boys did fantastic, and just that half a second of lack of concentration, and we just got punished, so we just have to take that on board, and hopefully we don't make the mistake on Saturday.
Yeah, it was really perhaps the only real chance of the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think for most part of the game, the ball were focused, so we were keeping a good share, we're moving the ball really well, created chances, playing aggressively, the lines were really tight. Like, it's not much, the boys did give everything today, we all did give everything, you know, and obviously, like, in these games, when you know they can only win by one goal, is that half a second lack of concentration, and unfortunately happened to us. But obviously, hopefully we can learn from that, and obviously move on for Saturday, and hopefully not make that mistake on Saturday.
It's the Shrimps Verdict podcast, part of Shrimps Live on Beyond Radio. This is Dave Salmon. Thanks so much for downloading this episode. As ever, we really appreciate it. So the season rolls on, and we are off to Edgeley Park on Saturday for Stockport County. Now, Stockport are effectively already promoted into League One. They are 9 points clear of fourth place MK Dons. MK Dons have only got three games of their season left and a far worse goal difference. So barring a mathematical probable impossibility in terms of the swing, they are already up. But to be absolutely sure, they just need a single point from their last four games of the season that Stockport have to play. It's going to be a promotion party atmosphere on Saturday. We need to spoil that. That's all we can do, isn't it, with three games to go. We need to try and finish the season as strongly as we possibly can. And you never, ever know what happens in football, I suppose. Everybody bitterly disappointed, of course, after the last two results. And I think we've got reason to be disappointed as well, given how close we've come to breaking into that top seven over the last few months. But if it's not meant to be, let's have a strong as possible end to the season. Starting on Saturday, we are affecting the relegation race as well, if that is such a thing. Forest Green Rovers, our last home game next Saturday, and then a trip away to Swindon Town at the final game of the season. Forest Green Rovers, 3 points from safety as I record this podcast. So they're scrapping for their lives. You don't know what's going to be happening there. But let's have a good day out at Stockport. If you're not heading down to the game, full match commentary, of course, as ever. On Shrimps Live, we'll be on our FM and DAB Plus digital radio services from just before 2:55. And also, you can listen online or watch via iFollow Shrimps at Morecambe FC. Looking ahead to the game then, let's talk to Mark Wagster from the Scarf Bigara Wall, one of the best fans-led content channels around, I reckon. Stockport County fans channel, podcast, social media. Wagging the ideal man to get the full lowdown on Dave Challoner's men. League One bound Dave Challoner's men ahead of our trip there this coming Saturday. So let's have a chat with Mark Wagster then, a big Stockport County fan, Waggy. Before we get going, why Stockport?
Born and bred in Stockport. Originally, in my younger days, I was a Man United fan. That goes back to my granddad. He was on the books for Man United in the late 40s, early 50s. So followed him. Then around 15, 16, we moved house, and I used to play football with a lot of lads on the local field, and then they used to disappear on a Friday night. So I was like, where have you all gone? And they were, well, we've gone watching Stockport County. So I went watching Stockport County with them at 16 years old on a Friday night, and I never looked back since.
And it's fair to say, Waggy, that, well, it's been quite the season so far, and it's about to probably get even better.
Yeah, it's been amazing. I think it has been a really strange season for the whole of League Two. I think it's been really, really competitive. There's not been anybody that's run away with it. Nobody's really took the bull by the horns, like similar to like Leighton Orient did last year. But we've just been, yeah, it's 4 points for promotion. That's officially that's what we need now. So that's the next goal. And then it's go for the championship. I'd like to see us win the league. We've not won an EFL league since 66, 67. I know we've won the National League North and the National League in the last 3-4 years, but an actual league, we've not won one since 66, 67. So I'd like to do that.
Going back not ever so long ago, when you had your financial struggles and you were down in the doldrums in non-league football, could you see these good times coming down the track? Or I suppose you were quite worried for a while.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the biggest one was dropping out of the league in 2011, wasn't it? Yeah, I think. Can't remember. Dark days, very dark days. Yeah, to drop into regional football, to go into the National League North, and then to change us to being part-time. And I think the first season in the National League North, we finished quite low down in that as well. So I think it was really touch and go. I think a lot of county fans thought whether or not we was actually going to survive. There was just, we'd been stripped of everything. There'd been a lot of bad management, a lot of bad in the boardroom decisions made and that type of stuff. So, yeah, there was a couple of seasons where I really wasn't sure if we was going to survive. And then you have the big question of, well, who am I going to follow then?
But it gets better and better. I suppose that the story, or the moral of the story, is given our current ownership situation, things can get better and things will get better.
Yeah, the big one was getting Jim Gannon back. He was an absolute legend at the club as a player. He's had three spells as manager of the club. He was manager when we got promoted out of League Two in 2008-2009, when we won the playoff final. He then came in again when we were struggling. And then his third one, I think we were 14th in the National League North 10 years ago. And we've just started improving since then. He got us promoted out of the National League North into the National League. We started looking, you know, much better, stronger position. And then we've got Mark Stott, a local Stockport lad who came in and bought the club. And his vision was for us to be a championship club in 7 years. So we're still on course for that. We've got 3 years left. So hopefully that's where we'll be and see what happens from there.
Does it benefit the whole situation, Mark, the fact that Mark is a local lad? So I suppose he's got the best interests of his hometown club at heart, rather than perhaps an outside owner or somebody from overseas coming in. Does that make a difference?
I think so, because I think with a lot of clubs, we're a big club for the community. We do a lot of community work and there's a lot of things like that. And I think he's come in and he understands that. And he doesn't just want to grow the club itself. He wants to grow Stockport, if you like. I think that's a big thing. He does a lot of work with the council. We're trying to get improvements. So we're just going through a process of hopefully start extending the ground. We're going to take it up to from. So we're just over 10,000 now. And we're looking to take that probably in the 4, 5, 6 years up to 18,000. And he's also everything that the infrastructure around the club to help it easier for match days, parking, you know, for developing Castle Street to try and get more businesses on there that are going to, you know, benefit from Stockport County being, hopefully, touch wood, a championship club.
Well, I mean, to be honest, you're on track, aren't you? You're absolutely going up this season, whether it's first, second or third. So like you say, you've got 3 years to invest and I suppose from your point of view, hopefully go again.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, and as I said, it's to the point now, at the beginning of the season, all we wanted to do was get that top three after the disappointment of last year. In a way, I think it was a good thing that we didn't go up because we weren't as prepared for League One as I think we are now. And that was the only thing was, you know, just to get top three. Now we're pretty much guaranteed that we should be getting that top three. So now it's, yeah, we want to go for the championship.
Could easily be, if all things fall into place, a promotion party celebration come 5 o'clock on Saturday. So from our point of view, we couldn't really be coming to your place at a worse time.
No, no, we've had a blip in form. Just before the Crawley game, we played terrible against Tranmere, got beat 4-0. We played terrible against Crewe, got beat 3-1. We drew away at Gillingham 0-0, which sort of started turning it. We drew again against Swindon, but we were all over Swindon. We drew against Crawley, and on a four-match unbeaten run, and we always seem to be playing form teams. So I've not actually looked at the form table to see where you are at the minute. But we seem to be playing. So we've just, played Sutton, beat them 3-1. We beat MK Dons 5-0. So we've had our blip, and hopefully, fingers crossed, go unbeaten to the end of the season.
Up and down is how we would describe our form, aren't we? We are on a good run. We then lost four straight games, won back-to-back fixtures over Easter, and then lost again against Doncaster last Saturday. So who knows who's going to turn up. But that said, we have had some good results this season, home and away, against some of the top teams, yourself included. I don't know if you can remember the weather conditions when we played you back in early December. Probably the worst I've ever seen a game of football played in, but we managed to get through the 90 minutes.
Yes, yeah, it was, yeah. It was absolutely terrible. I didn't actually go myself, which I'm so thankful for, because I know a few people that went, and I think they're still drying out. it was that bad, but I did watch it, and it was sort of, like I said, we've said it a few times, it was biblical, wasn't it? The rain and the wind,
it's unbelievable,
coming straight in and straight onto the players. So yeah, it was a very difficult game.
And a 1-1 draw on that occasion. We've also held Mansfield this season. We've had beaten Barrow. We've beaten Crewe. So we can mix it with the better teams in the division. So there's only Wrexham, really, who've done the double over us this season. But apart from that, in the top, in those in the playoff and automatic promotion mix, we have held our own by and large. So there's no reason why we can't compete on Saturday. But from your point of view, you're going to be targeting the game as the one that gets you over the line, hopefully.
Yes, yeah. I think it's a sellout, as far as I know, from our side. Are you bringing quite a few down with you?
Yeah, I'd have thought probably, hard to say, maybe 700-800 at least, I would have thought. Right. It's not far to go. So we took about 800 to Salford. So that's probably a fair indication, yeah, but probably about that number.
Yeah, I think it will feel like a bit of a promotion party. I think the crowd should be up for it. And we say it all the time. If we can get an early goal, then that really settles us down, and we really start dominating teams. So hopefully, I think there's a possibility. Depends how you come to play. If you come to play for a draw, we do tend to find it a bit difficult to break teams down, even at home. And then the longer it goes, we do get a bit edgy, because we do want to try and get over that line. So I think that makes a big difference of how you're going to come and play against us.
So what's the secret of your success this season then, Waggy? Is it Dave Challoner? Is it the fact you've got a good squad? All the pieces of the puzzle have fallen into place, I suppose.
It's all of the above. We from the squad last year, we bought three or four in. We had Bailey on loan from Salford, who was amazing. We've got Nick Powell, bought him in. He's had a bit of a shaky start. He's been brilliant. Then we've had Barry on loan from Aston Villa. Powell and Barry are like cheat codes for League Two.
They telling really me. Are.
Yeah. Barry possibly might be back for the Morecambe game. He's back in training.
Right.
I'm making it nice and rosy for you, aren't I, here? So, yeah, I think the biggest problem we had last year was that Challoner didn't seem to have a plan B. So we had one way of playing. We played a lot of football up towards Kyle Wotton. He was our big striker and our linchpin at the front. Once he got injured towards the end of the season, we didn't seem to have a plan B to play without Wotton. This season, with the likes of Barry coming in, we've got plan B, plan C, plan D. And I think certainly the last few games, his substitutions have been really good for changing the game. And we've not really got a fixed formation. there's a lot of this, you know, depends on if we've got the ball or if we've not got the ball. You see people move around to suit whether we're attacking or defending.
And that's that would have been my next question, actually, is how are we likely to be lining up in terms of formation and team selection and that kind of stuff. But I suppose if you are quite fluid, that is the secret of the success, yeah, in a way, isn't it? You can adapt to any situation.
Yeah, we've played four at the back. We can play five at the back, but we tend to start with, it looks like a four at the back, but generally the right winger drops in as a right wing back. So say out of possession, we drop into a back five, but then in possession, whether it's the left wing back or the right wing back going forward, then everybody seems to just shift over that little bit to give us a back four. That allows us to have the more creative players up the front of the pitch, depending on who we're playing and how they're going to set up, whether we put two up top, we put one up top with three behind. So, yeah, it's very, very fluid, and it's difficult to get 11 out of 11 on Fan Hub because we're changing it around all the time.
Sounds like it's going to be hard for us to break you down. One of our Achilles heels is conceding early goals. It's happened far too often this season. So
right. If
you get in front, it might be hopefully it's not, but it might be a long old afternoon. You've got the firepower up top as well, of course, Waggy, haven't you? I suppose when you've got an almost 20 goal top scorer, Isaac Alafi's had a great season for you.
Yeah, he's done well, and he's not actually, he started on Saturday against Sutton, but he came on as a substitute for the previous two or three games. But then we've got Paddy Madden, who's, I think he's on 18, so he's just behind him. He's come on leaps and bounds, Alafi, this season. Last season, we didn't really play to his strengths. He's got real pace. He seems to find himself caught offside a few times. So his first touch is getting better. His finishing is really good. We've said it on the podcast, is that when he doesn't have to think, he's lethal. When he starts having to think, but again, he's the last sort of month, he's probably scored a few decent goals where he has had the time to think, and he's actually still put them away. So he's still improving. Which again, I'm sure you're glad to hear that.
So we can stop Isaac Alafi. We've got to stop Paddy Madden. Probably have to stop Louis Barry. I mean, it's quite a tall Nick Powell, of course, as well. I mean, they're not bad players to be able to bring in, I suppose, are they? You take it.
Yeah, the biggest thing that we've had massive injury problems. And last weekend, the commentator said, we've only got seven injured players now. Only seven people injured. And a lot of them are people that would pretty much get into most League Two teams. So we're starting to get a few of them coming back. And where before we seem to have quite a lot of like youthful players on the bench, we've now got a really strong bench, and you've got people on there that can come off the bench and make difference. Like I say, Powell, he started the last few games, only really lasted 60 minutes, but then we've got Anthony Sarcevic that can come in, who's a very similar player. And, you know, he just offers a little bit of difference to Powell. So it's having that with the good part is that coming into the end of the season, we have now got that really strong bench to be able to make a difference.
And with our playoff ambitions hanging by the thinnest of threads going into the game, promotion party potentially for you, we are going to have to go all out to win. So don't you worry about we'll be trying to play for a draw, because we can't, even if we wanted to. Not that I think we would set up to do that anyway. I don't think we will go for it. But come what may, we're going to have to go for the win. And that might make it quite an open game. Can you give us anything at all to hang our hat on, Waggy? Are there any weaknesses where we can potentially exploit?
At the minute, I'd probably say no, and I don't mean that. I don't mean that big headed or anything. I know everybody says that their team's the best. We did look a bit shaky from set pieces, specifically sort of like long throws, corners, things getting thrown into the box. We did look susceptible when we went through the sort of bad patch, but now we we just seem to be able to, if we don't win that first ball, we're there for the second ball. That's not dropping to an opposition player. So I think that's the biggest one. That's what I would definitely say it would have been set pieces. I think as a county fan, we still all feel a bit nervous when there's a big long throw. So have you got somebody that's got a good long throw on them?
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So I'd probably say that's probably your best weapon would be long throw or corners. I think that's the best thing.
Right, we'll get Joel Senior on the case now. He can hurl them into right into the heart of the 6-yard box. So that might do. I suppose from your point of view, Waggy, even if we do pull off a shot result on Saturday, you're still going up, aren't you? It's just whether you finish first, second or third. So even if you do slip to defeat on Saturday, it's just prolonging the inevitable.
Yes, I think so. We play in Colchester tomorrow night. If we get 3 points there, we pretty much guarantees us a promotion because of our goal difference. So I think officially we need 4 points, but I think three points gives us it all. But MK Dons having a 25 goal swing in the goal difference, which I can't really see happening because with 3 games left, I think MK Dons have got now. They do play Mansfield at the weekend. So I think it's all but guaranteed. We'd have to be real bottle jobs, wouldn't we, if we was to go into the playoffs from this position.
Waggy, great to chat. My final question to you, my friend, is who is going up into League One with Stockport County?
Top three, I think it will be us, Wrexham, and just, I think, Mansfield have got enough to get over that line. And then we've just been discussing who do we think would win the playoffs at the minute. I think Crawley are probably the ones that are looking. They've got some form coming in towards the end of the season. So I think out of those teams, I think Crawley would probably be the one that would be going up from the playoffs.
I think Crawley have got a couple of big... I think Crawley, they've definitely got Wrexham. And I think they might have Mansfield as well between the end of the season.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. But Crawley have got the momentum. There's always a team that come from nowhere, isn't there? We did the double over Crawley this season. And when we beat them at our place, probably only about 5 weeks ago, I think it was, they were absolutely nowhere. Same with Doncaster Rovers. They're probably going to finish about 19th. Mm. Now, they're just a couple of points outside the top seven with a game in hand. It's been quite the remarkable season, hasn't it, for most of League 2?
Yeah, as I say, these teams that you look like we beat Forest Green 3-0 at their place a couple of weeks ago, and then the midweek they went to Crewe and won 3-0. So even going down to the bottom 3-4 teams, they're still capable on the day of mixing it with the top teams. And it's been a really, 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 really close season, really competitive. I think there's nobody that, you know, I've sort of looked at and really, I mean, maybe Sutton in the early games when we beat them 8-0 at home, they were terrible. But I think the managers that they brought in, all these other clubs and stuff, I think everybody's done, you know, reasonably well, or can have that day where they will take it to the top teams.
Well, hopefully that's us on Saturday and it keeps our very, very slender playoff push alive for at least another Saturday. Waggy, thanks very much for your time, mate. Appreciate it. I know you're very busy. Before you go, give us the sales pitch for the Scarf Bergara War. Where can we find it? What is it all about?
Well, it's the only Stockport County podcast. We do a live show on a Wednesday night, which is broadcast on YouTube, Facebook and Twitter, or X as it is now called. We also have a sort of a paid service on Patreon. So we do a deep dive on a Monday morning or Monday afternoon about the weekend's game. So that's like more for the discerning football fans. We just talk tactics, no sensationalization. And then the live show on the Wednesday is basically, there's normally me and Russ hosting it. And then we get a fan guest on. Just talk all things county, and hopefully most of the time we try and get an opposition guest on. I believe you will be coming on the show on Wednesday with us.
Indeed, yeah.
So it's just a light-hearted look at all things county, how it's going, and just having a good chat with each other, having a good laugh.
No, we're gonna let the good times roll. Enjoy League One, mate. There's some big teams who are going to stay in League One. There's some big teams coming down from the Championship. Yeah. So you're going to have some amazing days next season. I wish we were there. I hope we are there with you. But whatever happens, good luck for the rest of the season. Try and get that title. But if you can have a little slip up on Saturday and then win it the week after, that'd be appreciated. Waggy, thanks very much, my friend.
No problem. Cheers.
Every kick, every game, every goal. Full match commentary of Morecambe FC on Beyond Radio. This is Shrimps Live from Beyond Radio.